Austin, all three cars home. Good weekend for the McHale family.
Yeah, fantastic, you know, to get all the three cars back, of course. Excellent, and, you know, it was very hard rally. Unfortunately, we dropped a bit of time yesterday and we had that steering arm break, and it put us back. You know, we were delighted for Garrett, obviously. He's got his first World Championship points this year. After that happened such a great year earlier on, you know, so that's good. And it's great for the rally, and it's great to have, the three cars here. But it's great to have such an excellent rally and such a good finish for everybody.
And, of course, there was so much from your own previous experience in Garrett's goings on that Aaron seems to be getting left a little bit on the wayside.
No, he's not really. Aaron was concentrating on the national championship this year, which he won with two or three rounds left, you know. So he's probably going to concentrate the world championship now next year, and we'll see what happens then.
If we could throw a bit at that world championship, maybe.
Oh yeah, all 16 rounds. Yeah.
Spectate. If the Salbrook brothers could do it, why not the McHales?
No, next year maybe look at the tarmac and some national rounds, you know. So, but we'll think about that over the winter. For now, it's great to get finished. Very hard, tough rally with challenging conditions. And the good news is the rally ran well, and it seems to be a huge success.
And the fact that yourself and Garrett got the two higher space cars, you left your dad with the old one, the old three. I presume he was pushing the two of you more than himself.
Ah, yeah, well, he hasn't rallied much this year. He's only done a couple of rallies, so we always wanted to come out and support Rally Ireland. It was in his plans for the year, and I think he drove a great rally. It's very unfortunate what happened yesterday evening. You know, we had certain problems with tyres, so did Dad, and a few spins. If things went right, we could have had a real good 1-2-3, but that's the way it goes. That's rallying, and a lot of people were more unfortunate than us and didn't finish. We were lucky we got finished, and at the end of the day, the cars are all perfect condition, so we're happy enough.
And the fact that it started to spit a little bit of rain now, it held off just nicely for Mullaghmore.
Yeah, it was fabulous to see the weather. The sun shining in Mullaghmore was unbelievable, and the crowds up there, I think this listened to people who watched it on TV, said the scenery and all was fabulous, and it was really clever to have that as an end of the rally and just to showcase again the good scenery up here in the northwest. And I think it's been a huge success.
And looking at the crowds, they must have been nearly as good as maybe a lot of GAA or soccer matches. There must have been 10,000-12,000 people there from the look of it. It must have been almost frightening looking at it, and then you're taken off.
Yeah, well, there's huge crowds there, which is even all weekend. Well, I have to say the spectators are very well behaved, and it's a great boost to go through the stages, see your national flag flying through the stages as you know, and everybody clapping and giving you support. And then all through the towns and villages, people are standing outside their houses, people with fires in their gardens last night, standing there clapping the cars as they went by, and that's the sort of support the rally needed. And luckily enough, the public in Ireland got behind us, because it's not really well covered motorsport in Ireland much, and I think people really got behind this rally, and this is a huge boost.
And the fact that the Irish drivers did well has given something back to the crowd as well.
Yeah, it's a great result. Like, Garrett is in the top 10, 8, he gets his World Championship point. And you have Niall McShay, 10th, which is and winner of the Production World Cup round here, which is fabulous. We're 12th. And then behind me, there's loads more drivers. Richard Cathcart, I see Colin Murphy, he had a bit of bad luck. But they all got finished, and you see the top 25 is all Irish drivers in very hard conditions. An awful lot of people are out and in the hedge this weekend, but the Irish drivers did very well.
Well done to the family for playing their part in it.